We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. It was Lil Uzi Vert, the rapper. I'm unfamiliar, really.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
One of the people in your life, Kelly, loves Lil Uzi Vert, and one of them hates him, right?
Yep.
Is that a BB Shea versus your son?
Yes, I believe your son likes or did like Lil Uzi Vert.
He does.
BB Shea, I think, does not care for him.
Yep, I think you're right. My son will often say to me, you catch that new track Lil Uzi dropped, and I'll always, oh yeah, yeah, I'm
definitely
all over that. I'm all over it, as you can imagine.
Mm-hmm, yeah, catch it. It's my ringtone.
You're kidding? My son's back in town. You trying to slide me some Chipotle? Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's his main thing.
He's already grifting?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Are you kidding?
Oh, he's got to save. He's got a trip this week.
He does. He's going down to.
He's going with the boys.
Going down to the coast.
Is it a co-ed trip or just the fellas?
Just guys on this trip.
Oh, they'll meet some baddies down there.
Of course they will.
Spring break.
Yes. Yes. It's spring break time, and he's going down. He's just going to the North Carolina beaches, but he's excited about it, as you can imagine.
And does he look different? Because you haven't seen him in a couple weeks?
No, not really. You know, generally the hair just gets bigger and then...
Does he get his hair cut when he comes home?
Yes, he will only trust one hairstylist.
I understand.
And only here. I said, you know, you could just get that done in Knoxville. Oh, bruh. What you trying to do? No. So, no. He will always just be home to do that, of course. Well, he's a fan of Lil Uzi Vert. And I'd forgotten this chapter, but a couple of years ago, in fact, now 5 years ago, Lil Uzi Vert had a $24 million diamond implanted into his forehead.
That's right.
Color?
Pink.
I remember this now.
Yeah.
Embedded in his forehead.
Yeah, when they did it, the New York jewelry store that did it put like an anchor in his forehead so it could be popped in. It's worth $24 million. But while he was crowd surfing at the Rolling Loud Music Festival 5 years ago, the diamond popped out. And
no one ever recovered or announced it?
I can't remember if they recovered it or not. That's a good question. It was ripped out during a crowd survey. I think somebody stole that diamond. $24 million is what it's worth.
And it's never turned up?
I don't remember it, because I remember seeing his bloody head.
Yeah, they ripped it off his head.
$24 million
is what it's worth.
Can you even move that without anyone knowing?
Thing.
I think you have to wait a long time.
Yeah. And I mean, you show up with a $24 million pink diamond.
Yeah.
With blood on the back.
Yeah.
Well, one, if you want to sell it dirty... From the jewelry heist movies and TV shows I've seen, it's worth 24, but you're going to have to sell it for like $3 million.
Yeah. Fine.
And that's
$3 million.
But then they chop it up?
I don't know. I have no idea. That's a world I don't know. Can you chop up a diamond and do that?
I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, they could
split it and then you'd have to
refigure it. Yeah. Recut it into something else. But you're never going to get $24 million. I bet you might get $3 million.
I'll take it. I mean, you're.
You know what?
A literal blood diamond.
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't do it. I would never do it.
I think it got swept into in the trash.
Oh, you think?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't think anyone ever found it. I bet it got ripped out, dropped on the floor.
With solo cups and wristbands?
Yeah, and that night as they're cleaning. Because, I mean, even at $24 million, the diamond's still
falling up.
Small. Yeah, yeah. And you just get it. It gets mixed with everything. I bet it's in a dumpster wherever the concert
it's
was.
It's probably smaller than a kernel of popcorn that is popped.
Yeah.
Or a thumbnail.
Or, yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And you... You see both on the floor of an little Uzi Vert concert.
I don't think somebody's sitting at home with a $24 million diamond going, I'm going to sell it one of these days. I think it's in a landfill.
Wow, man.
I would go through that landfill.
Heck yeah.
Where's Rolling Loud? That's a famous festival, right?
Rolling Miami.
Okay.
I'd go through every landfill in Miami for that. But in your retirement, that's what you should do. You should start diving.
I'm going to find little Uzi Vert's diamond.
I know they make metal detectors, but a diamond isn't metal. Do they make diamond detectors?
I never heard of such a diamond detector. You got to just do that by hand. You just got to go through there and pick through
piece by piece.
Every
condom by condom.
Piece of medical waste.
Diaper by diaper.
Fingernails, diapers. You got to check
epidermic.
Every bit of it. Yes. But to get that back, I'd do it. Here's the update.
What do you think if you brought it back to him? You think Lil Uzi Vert would give you a reward?
I do. I mean, $24 million.
Yeah, he wouldn't give you I bet he'd give you $20,000. I bet he wouldn't give you. Oh, I don't think he'd give you like $1 million or anything.
After I picked through every piece of trash in Miami, he better give me more than $20,000. I'll tell you that. I was in that dumpster for 2 years trying to find this thing. No matter what, I think it's gone. The update is The jewelry store that got it to him originally, the jeweler, has said, we got a better anchor for you now, so you can...
this one's not going to fall.
We're going to replace it.
I wouldn't still recommend crowd surfing.
Going to replace it, yeah.
Maybe part of his brand, though, right?
Uzi's worked on a new design with the jeweler, and they think now they've got a better, more stable forehead piece that he can put the diamond into. What an update. What a story, man. Crazy.
I never.
He's trying. He's
I know they have other face jewelry. Mm-hmm. Is that just glued on?
Or is it fake stuff? Is it not real?
Well, my understanding with his, I think it's like what they call those dermals. It's below the skin.
Yeah, it's really anchored.
Yeah, it's anchored. That's why he was bloody after. Yeah. I remember seeing the picture of his head.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they truly ripped skin when they pulled it out.
When my wife's diamond was being put onto the ring, they used, they said, most people do four prongs to hold it in place. Do you want four? So, give me six.
I don't, all of them.
Everyone.
All the prongs.
Every prong you got, I want it on there. I don't want it falling out. I want it just on there. You know?
We didn't talk about it too much, I don't think, but remember the woman who won the American skater who won the gold medal at the Olympics, Alyssa Liu?
Yes.
Have you seen her piercing?
No.
When she smiles, it looks like there's something in her teeth or her front tooth.
Well, she's got
I thought she had her teeth like Lil Uzi Verted, like there was a diamond embedded in the teeth.
Yeah.
It's not. I read that she. Do you know what your frenulum is?
I bet I do. Take this, BB Shea. You see how stupid I am now.
Okay.
I think it's a little piece of skin right there. Below your lip.
It's the fold between your nose and your top lip. Okay. That where your skin kind of meets
there. Okay, right there.
That double fold of skin.
Yeah, I feel it, yeah.
Your frenulum.
She had her frenulum pierced.
No. Nope.
So when she smiles, you see this little like half horseshoe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm against.
Of course you are.
I'm against it 100%.
But that's where she's pierced.
I believe the frenulum is formed because when you're in utero, at first you're attached right there, and then when it comes apart, when you come apart, that little area, that little...
When you leave the mothership?
When you leave the mothership right
Look
there.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Ray's stupid off that board.
Now who's stupid?
Now who's stupid? That's right. Let's put stupid... You put stupid on me, I put stupid on you, BB Shea.
That doesn't sound that smart.
How dare he? Christina Applegate is speaking out about Will Ferrell. She says she's doing... she's got a memoir out, and she's doing a lot of press.
It's my wife is dying to read it. She's a gigantic fan.
I'm a big fan of hers too.
And that woman's story is unbelievable. Unreal. What she's been through.
She's had
health wise
double mastectomy, I believe.
Yeah,
and of course multiple sclerosis, which has been just devastating. She said she can't even get out of bed. You know, she did a show called Dead to Me, which I really liked. She got famous in the show with Al Bundy,
and Married with Children. She gets around like Biggie with a cane.
Yeah.
She's still sort of mobile.
Yeah.
But it's a challenge, as you said.
She was on The View yesterday and said that without Will Ferrell, she would have never been an Anchorman. She was
She's great in that. She's
fantastic in Anchorman. And she said that she wanted a certain amount of money. She knows her worth. They weren't going to give it to her. And Will Ferrell came out of his own pocket and said, cut my salary for this movie to give it to Christina Applegate. And she told the story.
When they came in with the initial offer, it was a little offensive. And I said, I can't do that. I know my worth. And they wanted me bad enough. And they said, well, we're going to chip in. And thank God they did, because it was one of the best experiences of my entire life. It was such a lesson. I had never done improv before. And learning from that group of dudes, that is the masterclass that people paid for. Steve Carell, taught it. To get in there and have that happen was just absolutely magical, and it's been invaluable to me and my career.
She's talking about Will Ferrell and Adam McKay, who both came out of their own pocket and took away from their own salaries in order to get her, because it was that important to Will Ferrell to have her be part of the movie, and she was great in the movie for sure. I think Steve Carell in that movie is one of the least likable, least funny characters I've ever seen.
I bet he had fun doing it, just playing utterly stupid.
I'm sure he did. You talk about stupid now. And it's so stupid. To me, it wasn't funny at all. And I love Steve Carell. That's by far my least favorite character he's ever done.
Which member of The View was yelling over her as she
Whoopi.
Was?
Whoopi. That was Whoopi.
Author. All right, I'm leaving. I'm going to go do a real interview.
I heard that too.
Yeah. Offer. I just picture doing it in quotations. You hear that? Offer. Okay, let her talk, please. Thank you.
When they came in with the initial offer, it was a little offensive.
Offer. I've been there, sister. Okay. All right. That's enough.
That's how the business works, baby.
Know how you? I know what you're talking about. That's right.
You should have seen what they offered me for Sister Act 2. Pennies.
Pennies on the dollar.
Okay. I took a pay cut for Kathy and Jimmy. All right. Okay. Thank you, Whoopi. Let's get back to Christina here. Let's rewrite the ship.
I forgot about Kathy Najimy.
Najimy. She's a young Lauryn Hill, yeah?
She's Lauryn Hill's a star, yeah.
Kathy Najimy was terrific in the
picture. Mm-hmm. She's a delight. Yeah.
I enjoyed the picture.
My grandparents loved Sister Act, the first movie. They owned it on VHS. It was one of the two movies they owned on VHS, and they watched Sister Act religiously.
One and two?
Just one.
Okay.
I saw it in the theater.
All right. I loved it.
Put stupid back on the board.
Back up on the board.
I loved it.